Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Boston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. By Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance, available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, huntworthgear.com. And by Hunting Beast Gear, innovators in mobile hunting gear, and you can maximize your opportunities for success with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and saddles. Find them at huntingbeastgear.com. I'm Dan Small. Today our show is all about bow hunting. We've got three exciting guests, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, speaking of bow hunting, I know one guy who's not bow hunting, at least for the next couple days. Jeff Kelm joins us from the road. He's on his way. Maybe he's already there in Springfield, Missouri. Jeff, what are you up to this week?
Yeah, I just got here, actually. Yeah, this week in Springfield, Missouri, the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame is here this week. They're honoring a number of anglers and folks in the industry, and we're there to attend that gala and some business meetings with Bass Pro Shops. And this will be my first time visiting the Wonders of Wildlife Museum and Aquarium and all that down here. So this is pretty neat. This is a neat opportunity for me.
And you'll have some time to do that, I hope.
I'll have a little bit of time between some meetings and other things and checking out what they call Base Camp at Bass Pro Shops, the headquarters in Springfield.
Yeah, and of course Bass Pro Shops is one of the sponsors of at least some of the tournaments that you run, isn't it?
Yeah, most of the tournaments we run, they're either a sponsor or an owner. So that's our relationship with them. They're certainly one of our biggest partners, and we're happy to continue that for years to come. And that's part of what the meetings are, is just kind of making sure that everybody's future aligns and that we can do the best we can for each one of our events that we run.
And are you then planning some of the Bass tournaments that will be taking place in 26?
Yeah, absolutely. So that, again, that's all kind of part of this all-encompassing meeting structure, is making sure that those plans are in order and in place for 26 and beyond.
Any idea how many tournaments this year for Bass?
The company I work for, we run 170-ish events a year. You know, I'll run mostly walleye events, but I'll run somewhere around 20 events a year and may even help with a couple of additional ones. And we've got a lot of other great folks around the country that are running others, high school and adult events alike.
You know, I think that's something our listeners don't understand. They know that you are on the road a lot. You're on Lake Erie one week and you're on Cass Lake in Minnesota the next, and then you may be on Green Bay a couple weeks after that. But there are other guys doing exactly the same thing you're doing elsewhere in the country, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of us, but there, you know, the few of us that are there, you know, we're passionate about doing it. We enjoy being in the industry. Many of us have previous experience in tournament fishing in some capacity. And yeah, we all are a glutton for punishment, Dan, and we do enjoy the travel and really the get-togethers. You know, there's a huge group of people right now in the parking lot all getting together here at the hotel in Springfield, and they're all somehow intertwined within this fishing industry, both the competitive side and the non-competitive side. It's neat to be able to be a part of this industry as a whole.
And so it is an induction banquet into the Hall of Fame, and I guess it's kind of like a homecoming of sorts as well.
Yeah, many of the biggest names, you know, in the industry started off as competitive bass anglers, and they, you know, a lot of what I do rode on their shoulders, and it's just kind of neat to be able to be a part of this and see how it all goes down. And I don't know that I'll get to too many of these Hall of Fame galas in my lifetime, but it'll be neat while I'm here for this one.
Well, you might get inducted yourself someday after running all those bass tournaments. You never know.
Perhaps, Dan, yeah.
Well, it's been sort of a homecoming for me as well this week. I've been at the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers Conference in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and we've done some fishing. Some people caught fish. I did not, but that's okay because this weekend I'm fishing the Treeland Premier Muskie Fly Fishing Championship with my son, John. We are a team. There were going to be three of us, but one guy couldn't make it, so we're a team of two. And we are Musky Feathers, and that's the name of my brother Mike's fly fishing business, or fly tying business, I should say. So we've got special shirts that were designed by my good friend Jim Tostrud, and we'll be wearing those. I hope to collect some prize money. I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch, but we are ready to dress for the occasion if that should happen. So we're going to give her a go for a couple days, pre-fishing on Thursday and then actually competing. So we'll be doing something like what the competitors that you work with almost every week in the summer. We'll be doing some of that ourselves. It'll be a lot of fun. John's been sailing all week. He actually had a trip I haven't heard about yet, other than the fact that it was happening. He said, my last sailing trip before we go fly fishing for muskies is a proposal cruise in the guise of a sailing lesson.
There you go.
Yeah, the groom-to-be is going to pop the question, and I said, well, I hope the answer is yes, because there are a lot of islands you could drop somebody off on on your way back to the mainland. So, anywho, well, Jeff, you have a great time there in Springfield. I've been to Springfield, but I have not been to the aquarium, and they've built a lot there since I was there last many years ago. But I know you'll have a great time, and we'll catch up with you when you and I both land back at home and try to figure out where we've been for the last week or so.
Absolutely, Dan. Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, folks, coming up, J.C. Chamberlain reports on the first two weekends of bow season and what we should be doing now. And Hunting Beast Gear pro staffer Kurt Kowaleski tells us how staying mobile helps him keep bucks off guard when he's hunting private land. And Paul Landberg, who's marketing director for Wildlife Research Center, is going to tell us how to use scent products and scent attractors even in the early season. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories, and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for another Madison Outdoor Report brought to you by Pappas Trading Post. They are Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. And they're located on State Highway 14. That's just west of Arena and about a half hour west of Madison. You can also find them on the web at PappasTradingPost.com. And joining us once again for this report is wildlife biologist and Trading Post archery expert J.C. Chamberlain. Well, J.C., thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, as always, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, gosh, now we are into the third weekend of bow season, two weekends behind us. What are you hearing? What are guys seeing?
For the most part, the first couple weeks were a little slow. You know, with the warm weather that we had, especially through the first week, week and a half there, things were a little quieter. Guys just plain weren't hunting much just due to the weather and mosquitoes. There was, you know, a few reports of guys seeing some good deer. We had one or two that were killed, nothing enormous, but some really nice, you know, mature bucks. So pretty neat to hear that they're still getting them regardless of the weather.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're recording this early in the week, and it's been kind of warm. We've had a little rain where I am. I'm up in Eau Claire for a conference. It should cool down pretty soon, shouldn't it?
Yeah, we should be starting to hit into some of them fall temperatures. And, you know, honestly, at this point, even a 10-degree cool down can make a ginormous difference. Overall, especially if we get some rainy weather in there, that should help movement a little bit. You know, our cameras have been, you know, picked up a little bit here through that little bit of a cool off that we were seeing. And, you know, hopefully that'll trend back that normal. But right now we're just dealing with some, you know, above average temperatures and make water holes a little bit more intriguing to the deer. I believe we've seen a lot more action there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Well, what about deer activity, especially scrapes and rubs? What are you hearing or seeing?
At least on our cameras, I know, like, we've got a couple that are over scrapes that are pretty habitual, so they're year-to-year scrapes now, and for the most part, those have been, you know, fairly steady. We usually like to put a little scent on them, you know, right away in that August time frame, and then we'll keep building a little bit more as they take them over here more and more, but definitely have seen some consistent action on them. As we get closer to the middle of October, that's just going to continue to kind of ramp up.
Yeah, okay. And how do you hunt scrapes?
I use them a lot for getting pictures. And then for that early, like pre-rut stage, that's when I'm typically hunting scrapes the most anyway. Seems like that's when the deer are most consistent on them and really looking for that first doe. Now I'm not super worried about setting up on top of one. You know, usually I'll be in the general neighborhood, but like to try to be off of them 30, 40 yards if I can, just to give myself a little bit more leeway with the wind. Hopefully they don't circle down too much and get you. That's the biggest thing. The mature deer especially will come in from that downwind side 9 times out of 10.
So you don't want to park right over a scrape?
Yeah, usually I like to be off so that I'm either downwind of it, or typically I'll try to be off to the side so my downwind isn't even anywhere near where they might check for that scrape.
Uh-huh. Okay. And how do you use scent then when you're hunting scrapes?
Usually it's, if they're hitting, you know, if the deer hitting it really consistent, then I'll generally leave it alone. Once they, you know, start to peter off a little bit, then, you know, I might go and doctor it up with something on the branch or the vine or the rope. Wildlife Research has some scrape drippers.
Yep.
Or, you know, even Black Widow, same idea. anything to keep it fairly fresh so that they feel like there's other deer, you know, using it, that'll help them frequent it that much more.
So you use the rope or a vine, a natural hanging thing?
Just a natural branch or grapevine. I have had some pretty good luck with the rope. One thing that I run into there, typically we get enough raccoons around, so they kind of wreak havoc on them sometimes.
Oh, okay.
But their own personal jungle gym, but if you can keep the ropes around, they actually work very well as well.
Yeah.
They tend to hold a little bit more scent.
Okay. We've been talking about practicing and making sure your bow or crossbow is in perfect condition, perfect shape. Are you seeing many guys that are bringing in equipment that's breaking down now that they're hunting?
Yeah, I mean, if anything, we actually tend to see a little bit more because guys are using it. It's not uncommon to have 5-6 plus a day that come through that need some TLC. You know, a lot of times, to be honest, it is from using it. If it hasn't been touched in a while, then typically they're bringing it in because they started using it and it failed. But most of the time, it's just from not maintaining it. Then again, you know, we all get a little excited when we get a shot opportunity, and it's not uncommon, you know, to hit a stand or tree limb or even drop one out of the tree or have a rope break when we're letting it down, that kind of things. A lot of things can happen.
Yeah, including an accidental dry fire, which is not good.
Yeah, and that's, you know, one of those things that happens quite a bit, whether we're out practicing and we're talking with buddies and forget to load one, which hopefully that doesn't happen, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
So stuff like that, and it's something that we can usually turn around fairly quickly. You know, a lot of it depends on what happens, but if it's, you know, stringing cables, that kind of thing, again, we're week, 2 weeks at the most out. We should be able to get her back in shape and ready to go.
Okay. Any other early season tactics you can recommend other than hunting scrapes and doing that kind of thing?
Natural food sources, alfalfa, apples, fruit trees if you got them. The other thing is we do seem to have a bumper acorn crop this year.
Uh-huh.
So as those start falling, you know, we might not see those deer on our food plots and that kind of thing. So that would be the spot that most of the deer are going to want to be.
All right. Natural food sources. That's good. The Cutty Back Trail Camera special that you had, the deal three for $300, I think that's ending soon, isn't it?
That is coming up pretty quick, the end of September. So definitely if that's something that you're thinking about, you want to get in and save that extra money and put it towards the taxidermy bill here this fall.
There you go. All right. Well, good luck to you and Randy and Rich and everybody else at Pappas Trading Post, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it, and good luck to everybody out there.
All right. J.C. Chamberlain, wildlife biologist and Trading Post archery expert with Pappas Trading Post, number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer in Wisconsin. They're located on Highway 14 west of Arena and about a half hour west of Madison. And you can find them on the web at pappastradingpost.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining us now is Paul Landberg. He is Director of Marketing for the Wildlife Research Center, makers of Special Golden Estrus, Scent Killer Gold, and other wildlife scent and scent control products. And he was a guest on last year's show. Their website is wildlife.com. You can also find them on Instagram and Facebook at Wildlife Research Center. Wildlife Research Center is a sponsor of my annual Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special that I'm working on right now, and it's coming up in November, just before our gun season. Well, Paul, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thanks, Dan. Glad to be here.
Well, we talked with you last year a little later in the season, but right now, bow season has been open for 2 weeks here in Wisconsin and in Minnesota, where you live. Have you been out?
Yes, sir, I have.
And?
Well, it's kind of funny. So the first week, I think we started the same time as you guys.
Yeah.
Yep. And it was hotter than blazes.
Yep.
But of course, because it was opening day, I had to go out in the evening anyway.
Of course.
It was really hot and humid, but it was good testament for me about Wildlife Research Center products, just to give a little nudge here to our products. Dan, I had 9 deer come out. At first I had 3 bucks come out.
Wow.
They came out probably with about a half an hour left, let's say. They walked off downwind of me. And this is where that whole scent killer system that we talk about comes into play. I mean, you know, my clothes were washed and all of our scent killer products, and mm-hmm. I had the scent killer sprays on me and all those things on my clothing and everything, our deodorant and all those things. But bucks ended up downwind of me and they walked off. And then before the night ended, I had 6 more does and fawns come by, and again, all went downwind of me, and not one of those deer seemed to spook. I was just like, wow, I can't wait to get back to work and tell these guys. You know, it's a thing that we've known for years, but man, there was another example of it on the opening of that hot, hot weather. So it was pretty cool.
Well, that is something, but you did not have an opportunity or a deer you wanted to take.
Well, the deer I wanted to take was kind of the question there, yeah. Or the point there. There's a couple of bigger ones that we've seen this year on camera. And actually, I think my son just saw them the other night, and he had them very close, but not quite close enough for a shot. I didn't shoot at any of those. It is pretty funny how it works sometimes with our products. And at this point, I'm pretty much just using the scent elimination type of things, like our scent killer gold sprays things. And so it's amazing how well it can work at times.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about early season hunting, because you said you're using the scent control products, and we'll get into the scent attractor products. But what do you like to do this time of year?
This is year 45 of bull hunting for me, so I've been doing this a long time. I've always been so scent conscious for so long. It really is just what I said about that whole scent killer system where, you know, my clothes are washed and our scent killer laundry detergent, and I'm wearing the scent killer antiperspirant deodorant, and I washed in our body wash and shampoo. Not that I have any hair, but body wash and shampoo scent killer as well. And then when I get out there, you know, even though those clothes have been, like I said, washed and dried and everything, and they're all ready to go with the scent killer laundry detergent, I spray down when I get out there, spray down my boots, that type of thing. And for me, it's all about that. Now, you can add in there, even right now, a couple things. Like, for instance, last year we came out with food scent attractant sprays. So, like, we have Acorn Supreme, Caramel Apple, and Sweet Corn.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't used them in front of my stand at all yet this year. I've actually sprayed them in some other areas. Like, I sprayed some on a golden rope that we have hanging out. But that particular one wasn't by my stand that I was in. At this time of year, you know, I try and stay away from like the estrus type scents and that type of thing. Maybe give that a little time. But you want kind of an all-purpose or anytime scent like those food scent attractant sprays I was telling you about. Real quick story on that, Dan. The Caramel Apple food scent attractant spray, when it was being developed a couple of years ago, I wasn't even working here yet. But Mike, our general manager, had given me some of it to try. And I had set it up like 50 yards from where I parked my truck,
mm-hmm.
set up a camera on it, and this was just in a bottle that he had because they were still developing it. Well, I sprayed it on some weeds that were there between my truck and the camera. And I went back to my truck after getting done bowling, went home. 2 days later, I was up bowling again. I didn't check my trail cam. So I pulled the chip on it, and I looked at it, and there were deer just going nuts over it on the weeds. They're just all over it, right?
Huh.
Well, the funny thing about it was, my truck was in the background. So I think it was the exact same evening that I went out that those deer were on that Caramel Apple attractant spray, sprayed on the weeds, because my truck was in the background. It was just funny. Stuff like that at this time of year, or even like our 307, but the, you know, our company was started with Trails End 307.
Yep.
That's kind of an all season, even though it does have doe urine with estrus secretions in it. It's a kind of an all-purpose, all-season scent, and that can work very well this time of year as well.
Uh-huh.
Also, something we have called Bucknip. That's just another one of those kind of an attractant spray, similar to the food scent attractant spray that I was mentioning to you, but it's called Bucknip, and that's one that can be used year-round as well.
Okay. So how do you decide where to hunt or where to use these scents?
We happen to have some acres that we've had for a number of years now, so my stands are, for the most part, in the same spot, but it's just like, you know, any type of stand that you pick based on whatever it might be, right? So right now, like at this time of year, oftentimes we'll hunt field edges. I have some agricultural land on my property, so sometimes I'll just hunt those field edges. But I also have a little food plot, that type of thing. But it's your typical stuff, right? It's field edges, like corners of field, where the woods are on either side are obviously always great spots to pick. You'd obviously look at things like just the deer signage, right? Where are the trails and the droppings and all those types of things. So just kind of your basic standard stuff, really.
Okay. Well, the rut is coming. A couple of weeks, 3 weeks, a month, somewhere in there. The deer will be going crazy, the bucks especially, looking for estrus does. And you have this golden rope that we talked about last year, but I understand you've had a great response, and that product has evolved.
Yeah, it has, really. Our original golden rope kit that we came up with last year was our three-rope kit, and that has done really, really well. And, you know, it's funny, what we were just talking about earlier, you'd mentioned about, you know, what do you do at this time of year versus now we're talking about rut later. Well, the beauty of that rope is, so unlike, let's say, an attractant spray that smells like food scent or whatever it might be, those ropes can be put out pretty much any time of year, but you can put those out now for both the early season and then getting ready for the rut, because you make those rope scrapes and the deer will start messing with those ropes sometimes immediately. It's pretty incredible. So it's a great alternative for early season like we are now and the rut. So you can start making those rope scrapes right now, make those mock scrapes, hang up a rope so that frayed end of the rope is about 4 feet off the ground, make a mock scrape underneath it, and then apply the golden rope, then concentrate to it. Or this year, also a new product we have is our golden rope spray, again, spawned off of that original golden rope kit. But what's cool is, so again, since the golden rope kit did so well, it spawned off three new kits. So this year we came up with a single rope kit, which is the single rope and that golden rope concentrate in the kit. But then also, one of our major themes for this year, Dan, is called Create the Ultimate Trophy Buck Playground. And what we mean by that is basically combining different products that we have. So for instance, the other two new kits, in addition to that single rope kit that came out this year, one has one single gold rope in it and our active branch holder for making mock scrapes anywhere on a tree or a post or wherever it might be.
Okay.
So that's a combo kit. And then the other kit is a combo kit of a rope and our Magnum scrape tripper.
Uh-huh.
So this idea of combining products, again, kind of plays into that theme of create the ultimate trophy buck playground. Basically what we're doing is trying to give that deer reasons to be there and reasons to stay there for at least enough time for you to get a shot. Some of the videos we have from some of our people we work with on these things, their ultimate trophy buck playgrounds that they created, and the results have been just incredible.
Yeah, I have seen some video on your website, and I'm sure some of our listeners have, but if you haven't, folks, check it out. There's some pretty remarkable reactions of deer, and you know, it's the real thing. This is not AI. These are live deer coming in and reacting to these setups. Now let's talk about the stand in relationship to the playground. Where do you set up?
You know, it all depends on kind of what you're doing in terms of your shots and your distances and what you're comfortable with. If I was going to set up an ultimate trophy buck playground, I would probably set it up right at about 20 yards from my stand. You know, 20 yards is kind of that magic number where it's not too far, but not too close.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, even though we take all these precautions, we want to have a little bit of a buffer because, you know, it's hard to draw back on a white-tailed deer without it noticing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of the major challenges.
Yep.
So I would say if you're going to set up an ultimate trophy buck playground, whether it's on a post or a tree that, you know, again, doesn't have the right height looking branch, but you use our active branch holder and make your own on that tree, I would say about 20 yards away. Just far enough away that lessens the likelihood of them catching you moving or hearing you or that type of a thing. So that's what I would say.
Well, Paul, we're going to let you go here, but this has been very interesting, and this week's show is pretty much all about bow hunting, so I hope the archery hunters have gotten their ideas from the three guests we're having this week, and we appreciate your time and wish you the best of luck. Are you hunting Wisconsin as well as Minnesota, or are you just hunting over across the river?
No, just Minnesota this year. That's all I have lined up is just our property, so it doesn't give you a lot of opportunities for expanding out to other areas. You know, you don't want to hit it too hard where you just burn it out, but just Minnesota pretty much this year, Dan.
All right, well, good luck, and we will be in touch soon.
All right, thanks a lot, Dan. Great talking to you again.
Thank you. Folks, that was Paul Landberg. He is the marketing director for the Wildlife Research Center. They make special golden estrus, scent killer gold, and the golden rope products that we talked about, among other scent and scent control products. Their website is wildlife.com. You will see some of those products featured on Deer Hunt Wisconsin when that show airs in November. And you can check them out, as I mentioned, wildlife.com, and also on Instagram and Facebook at Wildlife Research Center. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Outdoor Radio is brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight mobile hunting climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories. Our patented tree stands are forged from a solid billet of aluminum, creating an ultra-lightweight and efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Stop watching missed opportunities from a distance. Get mobile with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories at huntingbeastgear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
We see you out there, doing things your way. So why do you buy from the same retail giants as everyone else when you could be getting the same trusted products you want and need at the lowest possible prices from a family-owned company you can be proud to shop with? Be an original and head to Blaine's Farm and Fleet to find value on the things you value, in-store or online, with convenient same-day delivery or drive-through pickup, right here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Hunting Beast Gear, our newest sponsor, is the industry leader in lightweight climbing sticks, tree stands, saddles, and accessories. Hunting Beast Gear is an efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. You can find them online at huntingbeastgear.com. And joining me now is Hunting Beast Gear pro staffer Kurt Kowaleski of Slinger, Wisconsin. Kurt, welcome to Outdoors Radio, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Now, I've met you before, usually at expos, and I had a chance to talk with you and your fellow pro staffer, Ben Forster, at the Hunting Beast Gear booth at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo in the Dells back in March. I actually rode in the saddle, so to speak, for quite a while. It was comfortable. I didn't want to leave.
I've shared that picture with a handful of people. That was a great experience for me also.
Yeah, and that was a comfortable device, and we will talk about that in a bit. But what is your connection with Hunting Beast Gear?
Me and Mario became friends from another show, Deerfest.
Okay.
I want to say like 3 years ago. And then we just started hanging out, hunting together. He was just getting into making a platform for saddle hunting. And I saddle hunted a lot. So I told him I could help. And he gave me a bunch of gear to try out. Yeah, it just worked from there. We hunt together. He's just a good friend of mine.
Okay. And Mario, of course, is Mario Traficante. And he's the owner of Hunting Beast Gear. And we'll be talking with him probably in a couple of months, but we'll talk with you today and with Ben Forster next month. But let's talk about that saddle. Now, you had a hand in designing it, didn't you?
Correct. I made the connections between Casey Jones, who was the sole designer for Arrow Hunter, and then Beast Gear. And Arrow Hunter was one of the saddles that's been out the longest. I wanted a saddle that was turnkey, that had the two pouches, back band, all the ropes you need. Casey designed it, sent it to me. I worked out some bugs. Casey Jones is definitely the brains behind it, but yeah, we came up with a really impressive saddle.
Yeah, I mentioned how comfortable it was, and what I like about it was, and you showed me this, you can actually move around the tree if a deer is moving and not presenting a shot. That's pretty slick.
Yeah, you can either do that or hide behind a tree if a deer is coming. There's just countless of stuff you can do. For me, with the saddle, you go from relaxing to shooting in very few movements. Really works good for me.
Yeah, okay. Well, now, how do you hunt?
I am big at hunting mobile. I hunt 90% private land, but I hunt it like it's public. If it's different crop changes or acorn trees dropping, or hunt a fresh sign. So I can always move around. I pack my stuff in and out every day. I carry 5 Beast Gear sticks, with the top one having a Raptor platform. I just hunt mobile, and I hunt 90% out of a tree saddle with the Beast Gear sticks.
Okay, and when you say 5 sticks, tell us how those work.
The 5 individual two-step sticks that are 20 inches long. I use usually 5 sticks. Sometimes I leave the 5th one on the ground when I get to a tree that I hunt. I try to hunt as low as I can. Sometimes it's 5 sticks, sometimes it's 3 sticks, but the sticks are how I get up to hunting height.
Okay. And those sticks attached to a tree with a simple strap with a clip on it or a fastener that holds them tight against the tree.
Yep, a real quick little strap. It's simple and quiet, and I can get in and out of a tree that I've never sat in, never really seen, probably 15 minutes from getting to the tree to getting the hunting height, and even quicker getting down.
Now, a lot of guys hunt out of permanent stands, ladder stands that they put up in the spring or just leave up year after year on private land. But you talk about mobility, and on a small plot of private land, you use it in a way to keep deer guessing. Explain that.
Yeah, I believe, especially in southeast Wisconsin, we have some of the most hunting pressure we could ever have. Probably one of the toughest states to hunt in, and just in general being Wisconsin. I don't want to leave anything behind. Yeah, they can go to the tree I climbed and smell the tree, but it's still just a tree.
Uh-huh.
So they're not patterning me at all. I'm not walking in and out the same way. I'm not walking to the same spot on the same wind. You keep them guessing. That first sit in any of the stands always seems to be the best sit, so every one of my sits is kind of like the first sit, if that makes sense.
Sure, okay. Now, how do you choose a tree?
I pay close attention to wind and thermals. I try to back myself up at night on any drop-off or pond or water. Try to put where I expect the deer and myself to be is that 20, 30-yard magic mark, but I pay close attention to the thermals and wind when I am setting up and picking a tree.
We all know, or we should know, about ash trees and how brittle they are when they die. And most of the ash in our state, anyway, are dead or dying. I've seen some come down in just an easy breeze. I've even seen some fall when I was in a tree myself.
Last year, especially this year, they're really coming down. Most of the trees aren't even huntable anymore. So that counts any kind of tree stand out. I've been taking tripod tree stands and bury them in buckthorn or bury them in bushes. Because some of the spots, that was my favorite spot. I'd have spots that I want to hunt over and over again. And those spots, I usually put a tripod now.
Uh-huh.
Like on a field edge and some buckthorn or something like that.
Yeah, and when you say you put it in buckthorn, you're looking for something that'll break your outline, I assume.
Yeah, and buckthorn keeps his leaves the longest.
Yeah.
And it's all over. It's almost on every field edge. It's a horribly invasive plant or tree, but it does work good to bury a tripod in, or even if you're ground hunting, it's very obliging and works out very well.
Well, and you also mentioned you like to hunt as low as possible. Why?
Mm-hmm. Shot angles are better. I'm definitely not afraid of heights. I was a sprinkler fitter by trade, so I used to work way high. If you don't need to, you don't need to. Higher up you go, a lot of times your scent window carries more,
mm-hmm.
especially this time of year. If you can get lower, your scent's heavy, especially at night, it doesn't carry as much. Usually with my setup, I'm hunted 15 to 18 feet is my foot height.
Okay.
90% of my hunts. Another thing I do, and it's really easy, I plant a lot of field edges.
Okay.
With no machinery. I'll just go, if a four-wheeler, spray the edge of the field. It might only be 4 feet wide, but could be 100 yards long. And I can put turnips, radishes, maybe a blend, you know, more food, especially when the farmer harvests everything.
Mm-hmm.
It just gives you that extra food for later in the year.
Yeah.
That's an easy tip. And I just broadcast it right on top of the ground.
Okay.
Try to time it before rain.
So you're creating a mini food plot then where you are going to hang a stand.
Yep. When they pick the crops, they're still coming in for the other stuff that's
yeah.
there.
Okay.
Works really well. And it's easy, cheap. Like you can go to West Bend Elevator, any kind of little place and get seeds for by the pound or whatever.
Yeah.
Works out really well.
Now, when this airs, this will be the third weekend of bow season. You've been hunting, I assume.
Yeah, I've had four sits in with very little luck this year. A couple sits with nothing, a couple sits with just a couple deer. For me, it's just I haven't done too well. I don't want to blame it on the heat and everything like that, because I got a couple other buddies that shot pretty good bucks already, so I just picked the wrong spots.
Are you hunting specific deer, or are you just hunting the field, so to speak?
I'm hunting not a specific deer. I don't have it. I have cameras. I run a lot of just SD card cameras. I feel like the cell cameras can scare deer sometimes. I do have a few cell cameras out too, but I have nothing major on camera. Nothing that I'm focusing all my energy. A couple of real nice bucks up in Portage County. Pretty okay bucks down here, but nothing like wow.
But the season is young.
Oh, well, yeah, it's really young. Once they start picking the crops, the bucks are just starting to show up to their fall range, so it's just a matter of time before I start getting someone to narrow it down.
All right. Well, Kurt, I want to thank you for joining us, and I wish you the best of luck, and we'll check in with Ben, and we'll ask him how you've done between now and when we talk with him.
There you go. And thank you so much for having me. You're always an icon as a kid, and I loved watching your show. So thanks. It's an honor to talk to you.
Well, our pleasure, Kurt. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Folks, that was Kurt Kowaleski. He is a pro staffer with Hunting Beast Gear, as I mentioned earlier, an industry leader in lightweight climbing sticks, tree stands, saddles, and other accessories, an efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. You heard how Kurt uses the stuff. You can try it out yourself at huntingbeastgear.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. Huntworthgear.com. That's Huntworthgear.com.
Outdoor Radio is brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight mobile hunting climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories. Our patented tree stands are forged from a solid billet of aluminum, creating an ultra-lightweight and efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Stop watching missed opportunities from a distance. Get mobile with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories at huntingbeastgear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
We see you out there, doing things your way. So why do you buy from the same retail giants as everyone else when you could be getting the same trusted products you want and need at the lowest possible prices from a family-owned company you can be proud to shop with? Be an original and head to Blaine's Farm and Fleet to find value on the things you value, in-store or online, with convenient same-day delivery or drive-through pickup, right here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. By Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. You can see the latest Crestliner boats and Merc outboards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend, and they've got a clearance sale going on now on 2025 model year boats and pontoons, including a boat of the week. Check it out on their homepage. And Cedar Lake Sales President Brian Bell told me this week that the fantastic Crestliner rebates end this Saturday, September 27th. That's today for most listeners. So if you've been on the fence about buying a new boat, this is your last chance to save big on a new Crestliner. And Cedar Lake Sales storage reservations are open to everyone now, and they will fill up. So if you want a spot, better contact them soon. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. By Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance and available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, huntworthgear.com. And we're brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight climbing sticks and tree stands that make an efficient mobile hunting system to maximize portability and durability, huntingbeastgear.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And several years of my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. If you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we mentioned, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio. You can also subscribe to our podcast there or download any episode going back about a year. And our show is also available as a podcast on other platforms, including outdoornews.com/podcast. We're all over social media. You can find Jeff at Hardwater Jeff and me at Dan Small Outdoors. I think I mentioned this last week. I've been wearing a pair of Relevant sunglasses. They're new, and it's a technology that's really unique, developed by a guy who has a lot of experience in the glass and refraction industries. We'll try to talk to him on an upcoming show. These glasses are polarized, of course, so it lets you see underwater, and I'll be wearing them all weekend at the Treelands Muskie Tournament, where I hope they at least let me see a fish or two if I don't catch one. Check them out at rlvnt.life. rlvnt.life. John says we're due to catch a fish, and I agree. We'll let you know how it went next week. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.